11 o'clock.
The Lillian Tausch begins now. Now, look, this is not a journalism symposium, but you've heard me tell you many times that it's not about the questions, about the answer. I think the most important thing about the question is, do you have a curiosity that leads to it and gives the guy an opportunity to give you an insightful answer? And I thought what Goody delivered yesterday in this back and forth was fascinating to me. And I want to see if Tausch and Jesse agree. Because here's the thing. We all agree Jaden Reed was a great pick.
Certainly looks that way.
Yeah. Certainly he's got to continue to do it. It's a one-year thing, and he's got to do more. But you get a guy in the second round, you get a guy who, in your history, you haven't had a lot of production from rookie wide receivers. Now, granted, the opportunities weren't there for them like they were for Jaden Reed. But Jaden Reed was really good.
You think Jaden Reed would have been good if there's a different quarterback, a veteran quarterback?
I think, again, who knows, right? But I think he would be the kind of guy that might have done pretty well with Rodgers.
Oh, I wasn't even talking about Rodgers. I was just talking about a veteran.
Yeah.
How were you not talking about Rodgers?
No, I was talking about Rodgers. I was.
Okay, good. I'm glad I didn't misread you there, because that would have been troubling, given the sentence finishing that happens to occur on this show. So I was just curious, because if you look back, and I explained this in the question, which I know Goody already knew these things, but they traded back twice in the second round. They could have very easily not gotten Jaden Reed because of it, but they did. And it turned out to be a really good player.
He went
so
with the, good! We didn't get Jaden Reed. Good! We'd have found somebody else.
Jocko.
Just as good.
Good old Jocko.
There we go.
Here is that exchange between Goody and I yesterday.
Curious from a process perspective, using last year's second round as an example. You take Luke at 42, you're sitting at 45. The Lions call, you move back to 48. You're sitting at 48, you move back to 50. In that time, Jaden Reed could have gone, right? And he ends up being your leading receiver. I'm curious, when you're in that kind of scenario, and you got guys that you, there might be guys that are all graded the same, but you might like one guy more. Mm-hmm. Are you taking a risk that you could lose out on the guy you like best? What's the? Yeah. Can you kind of explain how that works for you as you're going through it?
Yeah, whenever you trade back, you have to expect to lose, you know, the players that you know that are on the board that you might be willing to pick at that spot. It's just that's part of it. I think it's why we, you know, we work so hard at getting the value right of the players on the board is so that you can read it, and if you feel that it's strong and you can move back and still get you know, someone you have the same kind of value on, you do. I think you got to be very careful of falling too in love with individual players. You know, I mean, that's just I think you got to be careful of that. I mean, you have to be, I think, a little bit you know, you have to think of these things not emotionally, but just kind of like, hey, we do a lot of work to try to get this value right. If the board is telling us we can move back, then we will, you know.
Jaden goes at 49, sucks, but you got another guy that you like, right?
Yeah. Guys? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I mean, we took Luke Musgrave where we took him. We really liked Tucker. And couldn't believe you were still there in the third. But, you know, if we would have kept moving back or, you know, if Jaden wouldn't have been there, we could have taken him and felt really good about it. So, because, you know, those guys were rated, you know, right there. So, that's why hopefully, you know, we were talking a little bit about it being boring. Hopefully you build the board and you go through this enough to where you have enough confidence in the board to follow it, you know. I mean, you know, we're all human, and every scout in there has got favorite players up there. But at the same time, you know, we're trying to do what's best for the organization and the team, not enough for us individually.
So two things before you give your thoughts. One, clearly I would suck as a GM because, you know, as an emotional person, I would have my favorites, and that would totally botch the board. And secondly, how about the fact that they had Tucker Kraft and Jaden Reed around the same grade, and they obviously picked Reed over Kraft, and then got Kraft anyway because he was still available in the third round.
Yeah, I don't know if I always... I am not revisionist draft guy. Like, if you're in the room with cameras and they show it, great. But I'm old enough to remember Bill Polian saying Tom Brady was going to be his first-round pick.
But he was lying.
That's my point on this. General managers lie. General managers, now, do I think he liked Tucker Kraft? Yes. Do I think that's exactly how it played out? No, I don't. But he's telling you a story, and I think you can suck it up like soup, or you can let it sit and cool off. I think Goody's got his board, and I think one of the things, though, that you're going to hear over and over is football is a relationship deal. Because it is.
Apparently not.
No, it is. But there's a fine line.
Not for the GM.
Of keeping it like old boy on your other favorite movie, Moneyball.
Moneyball, yeah.
Where they don't go ahead and do anything. But this is a new era. This isn't David Justice. You're sitting there. This is now, I need to have a relationship with him. And I think that's one of Goody's spots that he has lacked. And I think you're seeing it. I think he's changing. I think he's evolved. I don't think it's to the point where he's lovey-dovey and like, but do I think that he has been more, I think if you ask David Bakhtiari, I think he'll tell you he's very open and honest with me. Yeah, do I love everything he said?
No.
He didn't. But, so all of this, I'm fine if Jaden Reed doesn't go, I'm fine. They could say the same thing back. Well, we could have had Creed Humphrey, the left-handed center.
Right, and they chose They chose the wrong guy. And
all of this is, you can judge back afterwards. That's what you do with drafts. But I think Goody, if he loves somebody, and the scouts, I'm telling you right now, they have fun little battles. And I've heard plenty of times, I won't name any names. There was a old general manager that was with Cleveland and potentially helped out with Detroit, and we always busted his chops about one of his first round picks that he was on the table for. I'm not going to tell you who. May have been a defensive end out of Florida State. And to this day, you still chop him up when he's talking and he'll say something, well, you love this guy. Well, that's, if you're going to stamp it and put your name down on it, that means a little something, too. And I know Goody won't say that, but if old Milt or if any of the other guys up there are just on the table for somebody, that does mean a little something if he trusts your instincts and what you've done in the past.
All right, the reason why I thought this was so interesting, Tosh, forget the other extraneous stuff. One of his best picks, it would appear, was a guy that easily could have been off the board by the time he actually went on the clock because he traded back twice and because he accumulated an extra fifth from the Lions and an extra sixth from the Buccaneers because he believes in extra swings. But, I just think it's interesting that there's such a fine line between whether you had a good draft or not based on basically nothing that you control. You have to make the right pick. And your example of you have both Josh Myers and Creed Humphrey available, and you chose Josh Myers instead. Those are instances where it's in your hands. In an instance like this where we're giving him credit for getting Jaden Reed, it very well, he could have completely missed out on him because of the other decisions he made to take those trades. And then maybe you end up with a guy who's not very good. Because he was the last guy that you had with that grade, and you're disappointed with that pick. It's just, there's so many just little kind of choose-your-own-adventure moments that are the difference between having a draft like he had in 19, when he only got Elgton Jenkins and Rashawn Gary, who are two very good players, or 18, where you only have Jair to show for your draft, and having a draft where we're talking about how he hit a grand slam, maybe inside the park, but a grand slam home run with it.
Yeah, that's the beauty, and that's why I think people are so intrigued by this, because those decisions, not taking Deion Sanders, Derek Thomas, Barry Sanders, and taking Tony Mandarich, sets you back, but then it also gives you Brett Favre. Because if you take Troy Aikman, Brett Favre is never a Packer. And is Troy Aikman going to have the same success that he had with Dallas, with the Green Bay Packers? No, he's not. So that's the beauty and the fun of how this all shakes out, but it's a crapshoot. And the luck part of this is much bigger than what all of us lead on, but there's still variables that you can control, and understanding what other general managers and teams need and balancing that with where your guys are slotted and winning these poker hands, you have to win. You can't just win one big pot. Now, if you win one big pot, you're set for a while. But you have to steal blinds. You have to win some of those pots that you don't think are really worth anything. You keep winning a few of those, you can lose a decent-sized pot because you have this little back pile of pots that people were giving you because you were aggressive and you made the right moves.
Wait, is this still Texas Hold'em, or are we playing a different card game today?
It could be Texas Hold'em. It could be five-card stud. It could be whatever poker game you put chips in the pot for.
So did John Dorsey ever admit how wrong he was about Jamal Reynolds?
I don't know any of those names.
Whoa, Nelly!
I ask you for names, and you clam up like, you know, Lord, no, I don't know the clam.
No, I think I give names. That's not true. I give names. Mm-hmm. I name names. I mean, not right now, but I've named
sometimes
names before.
Yeah.
The clam guy from SpongeBob.
I was trying to think of somebody that clams up, and I think SpongeBob has clams in it, so maybe I'm wrong.
Have you watched a lot of SpongeBob?
No, matter of fact, kids will watch Gladiator and all these, but I don't let them watch SpongeBob. That's a weird deal.
Wedding Crashers.
No, we haven't gotten to Wedding Crashers yet. We've kept that off limits.
Well, dream fearlessly,
Gladiator,
my friend.
Gladiator was a little bloodier than I remember.
Yeah.
You don't say.
It's kind of violent.
Pretty good battles. Good battles.
Were they not entertained?
Well, they were entertained. They were entertained. And you can be entertained at a Badger game. Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and a friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2024 season. You and a friend. Pre-game, sideline, or courtside passes, the tour of the facility, and tons of great Badger merch to support the Wisconsin Badgers. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase is necessary. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
Jesse had one of my stories as a subject for today's show. Maybe we'll get to that later in the week, along with our Vontae Mack No Matter What post-it notes, but it's time now to play trivia. Jesse, today is Tuesday. Badger Trivia Tuesday is no longer. It's not time for Wisconsin geography. The draft is here, but it's not about the draft. I don't know what trivia was about yesterday, and I didn't know the phone number that people needed to call. What is today's category, and what caller would you like?
Hey, guys. The Brewers are playing the Pirates. Oh. Yar, shivery timber, it's Pirate Trivia Tuesday. Ahoy! Hoist the masses, and away we set sail for
how many
Pirate
days
Trivia.
This, how many days of this are we going to have?
Well, it is draft week, which is a favor by the baseball schedulers to do, so we didn't have to do it all.
Wait, they played the Pirates yesterday.
Oh, they got
Yar, beat. They did. But yesterday
but
was
you
the
guys
sports
didn't
weekend
do Pirate
recap.
Trivia?
Ahoy, yeah, it was the sports weekend recap. Today be the Pirate Trivia.
All right. We can hear Tausch's Irish Pirate a little bit later.
Start
here.
Warming
I was debating.
Up, old
I'm thinking about maybe taking a...
Start warming up.
I might take a little hiatus today. I will give my best effort. That's all
okay,
I can
if
promise.
You change your mind, I'll do all three.
I've never known ye to be a quitter.
Yes, you have. Caller 10. Caller 10 right now, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Yar! Pirate Trivia. This brings a smile to my face. I don't know why. It's such a... It's always kind of all over the map, and I'm not sure how good it is, but we do it every time the Pirates are facing the Brewers, and we'll do it again next. Caller 10, 844-770-3776. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Ahoy, mateys! Let's set sail for the Wisconsin Dells and Lake Dalton. And welcome in our contestant. It is Z in the D. Zach, good morning. How are you?
Hey. Ahoy there, mateys.
Way to lean in. We appreciate that. I don't want to assume anything, Jesse. But generally speaking, when we play pirate trivia before we ask questions, you have a pirate joke holstered.
Yar, I don't know if that's always the case, but Z and the D, I do happen to have one question for you before we get started, if you don't mind.
Yar.
What is a pirate's favorite music genre? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to say it's bluegrass.
I don't know if he could have chosen a funnier line. That was really good. Nicely done.
No, it's R&B, of course. R&B.
Bluegrass.
I got one for you, Jesse.
Oh, wow. I hope the punchline's as good as that one was.
Jesse, what is a pirate's favorite doll?
Doll? Yar. Ken.
Barbie.
Barbie, of course.
Yar. I should have saw that one coming a mile away.
All right, Zach, here we go. Question number one. But I don't want to be a pirate is one of the iconic lines from which popular 90s sitcom? Is it from Seinfeld, Full House, or Hey Arnold?
Well, no, it's not Arnold, so we're throwing that one out. This one's got me a little stumped, but I'm going to go with the first one. Seinfeld.
Stumped like Peglet. Indeed. One for one. Well done. Captain Tausch, Sparrow, you've got question two.
Full question? Or how did I forgot how this works.
Sorry, Tausch, I had your mic off for a moment.
Oh, I was going to say, all right, I'm just going to roll with it.
Probably a good
decision. Ahoy, matey! Which college basketball team, named the Pirates, won the 2024 men's NIT championship against the dreaded Sycamores of Indiana State?
The R?
Is it? The
I'm
East?
Pretty sure it's Seton Hall.
Thank you. Thank you for taking me out of my pirate misery.
Oh, the sorry, Irish pirate.
Well, you turned Italian there.
Has was turned that Italian? Italian? Yes, you're rolling your R's. That was very Italian. Like, was it Irish Italian accent?
Which college basketball team?
I'm sure, well, they're pirates outside of Italy, right?
That's a spicy meatball. All right. Question three. That was great. Here we go. Question three, Zach. As you search for the perfect score for today. Which of these is not a former Brewers scallywag who walked the plank to become an active member of the Pittsburgh Pirates roster? Is it Rowdy Tellez? Jesse Winker or Yasmani Grandal? Which of them are, Jesse, just so I make sure I got this right, which one is not a former Brewer who became a Pirate?
Two of them are Pirates right now. We want the one who is not.
Well, when you made him walk off the plane, he had a twinkle in his eye, so I'm going with the Jesse Winker.
Jesse Winker is lighting it up in Washington? Nash? Where is he?
Oh.
Yar, he be with the Nationals. Nationals.
Yeah. Read a story about him in the Post the other day. He's hot. Hot. And so are you, Zach. A perfect 3 for 3. You've got 4 entries into Friday's drawing. Well done.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Yar! Perfect. It'd be a perfect week so far.
Yeah, we're 6 for 6, right?
That'd be correct.
I couldn't say that. I wasn't here for trivia. I was talking to Goody yesterday.
Zach,
so.
I do have one more question before you go, if you're still or sticking around.
Gar.
What did the pirate name his dog?
Petey?
Bluegrass.
Yar, he named him Plank because he walks him.
Seven out of ten.
Not even.
That's high.
Like Zach,
thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Love you too, smooches.
Jesus. Now that was fun. That was worth the price of admission. All right, that is Will Dean's House Trivia. We've got Woe Nelly coming up next. I'm assuming that there will not you will not talk in a pirate voice during that.
No, my allergies have been bothering me, and I think I just ruined my voice for the rest of the
allergies.
Week.
My allergies have been bothering me. Tausch, if your bathroom is bothering you, mm-hmm. now is the time to call Kohler Services to change that.
Indeed, you are. If you need a bath or shower remodel, turn to Kohler Services. Family business for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer, providing care for life, and this month only, zero interest for 12 months, and you get a free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. Free shower door. Wow. Visit KohlerServicesWO.com to request your free quote. And as always, fast professional installation is always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
Woe Nelly is next.
It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jesse, before we get to Woe Nelly, two quick questions. One, as a purveyor of pirate talk, scallywag... pretty high on your power rankings of pirate words?
Ahoy, obviously, but yeah, scallywag's up there. That's a fun one.
All right, and the second one, I finally got around to watching on Disney Plus the first Pirates of the Caribbean. What's the rundown again on which ones I'm supposed to avoid that aren't worth my time?
You can stop after three.
Okay, so two and three and then quit?
Yeah. If you want to do five, you could do five, and you don't, I don't think you even need to watch four
like
to get
skip
to five.
Four.
Yeah, five's better than four. Four's trash. Five is not good, but it's a movie.
All right, so one, two,
great,
three.
What a glowing recommendation. It's a movie.
One, two, and three are incredible.
Time now for Woe Nelly, which may be trash or may just be a segment on the radio.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back five of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Woe Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Playoff basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum. Bucks Pacers game two.
Where are your white shirts?
Yeah, what's the deal with that? You sent this over to us.
I did. I don't understand. So nobody's sitting here saying that you have to do this.
You kind of are, actually.
Well, people are fighting it. I don't necessarily need you to wear the shirt that they give you, because especially for bigger fellows like Jason and I, maybe won't fit. But in regards to... just wear, if you're asking people like at Badger Games, ask you to do the stripe.
Yeah, the red and white stripes.
It's fun. It's a good visual. The players and the organization want it as fans. Listen, you don't have to do anything. You want to show up to Fiserv tonight and help the team. You're going to be loud and raucous. That's what the fellas are asking for. That atmosphere, I've told you a million times, it helps. Energy is brought. That's why home court's that's a big part of it. And they're not asking you every time to do this. They're asking you. The players love it when you're waving those towels. Rock a white t-shirt tonight. That's it. Everybody's got one. Not like we're asking you to go get like some flannel jacket. Rock a white t-shirt, support your team, and let's go try to get a dub against the Pacers.
Has there
tonight.
Been backlash on this? Like, I just saw they were doing a whiteout with the
people
shirt giveaway.
People have complained.
Oh, great.
Don't tell me what to wear, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of like the wave conversation before at Lampo. I get it. Fans should be... we're not sitting here trying to be dictators. But when they pick spots for you to try and chime in and help, if you can, do it.
Where are you seeing... I'm not questioning your reporting. But is there... I'm looking around the internet, different corners of the internet, for the blowback. So there are people that are complaining about this. They want to wear their favorite blue Bucks hoodie or their favorite forest green quarter zip, and so they don't want to wear white, or they don't want to be told what to do. Like, Is it all about not being told what to do? Because you would think, if you're a Bucks fan, you would want to do whatever the Bucks want.
You would not probably wear a white shirt tonight, right? You'd forget.
No, I would. I would.
But if you forgot.
If Sydney and I were going to the game, we'd be wearing what was being suggested or asked to wear. Yes.
That's all I'm asking. I think that's all anyone's asking.
So you're going to have to change if you're going to go, because that really nice blue shirt from American Family
Insurance. Yeah, I can't make it tonight, but I will be...
You're going to wear a white shirt at home?
I will be rooting for the Milwaukee Bucks in a big way tonight. I'm nervous, though. Very nervous.
Do you believe that tonight's result will significantly impact the series? Like, if the Bucks win tonight, the Bucks got this. If the Pacers win tonight, the Pacers are in the
driver's seat. Vital I think tonight's game is. Tonight's winner wins the series.
Wow.
That's from our NBA analyst, Mark Tauscher, right there.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Do we know if and when Giannis is going to play?
Series doesn't start until somebody wins on somebody else's floor.
That's a really dumb quote, too. It's a really dumb quote.
Well, I guess George Karl won't be joining us this week.
I'm okay with that.
Whoa, Nelly!
7:30 tip at Fiserv Forum. This came up a little bit with Evan Cohen.
That's a good time, that 7:30 piece.
That's later than the normal game.
I know, but it's not bad. It's better than 9.
It is better than 9.
And then Friday they play at 4:30.
The old 4:30 matinee on Friday. I'm excited for that one, too. This came up when Evan joined us a little bit earlier in the show, Tausch, but I wanted you to elaborate a little further on this. So, you sent this over. Diana Rossini tweeted from The Athletic, "The New England Patriots are listening and taking calls from teams looking to move into 3. Mike Silver, quote, tweeted that and said, good for the Crafts, they are taking back their team."
Yeah, I think Mike Silver's take here, this is an ice-cold take. You understand that taking back the franchise, you just won 6 championships in 20 years. People would give their... Jim Harbaugh just got a tattoo because they won 1 championship at Michigan. Take back your franchise. I love the fact that everybody is saying, you see what Jerry Jones did with the Dallas Cowboys? He took back his franchise in 96. How'd that go for him?
Not
take
so hot.
Back your franchise. You kept Tom Brady. Belichick wanted to get rid of him with Garoppolo. And now, hey, you got it. Take back your franchise. I just think that is such... Mike Silver, I think, is being delusional with his take here. Delusional.
Well, they are taking back their franchise. He's not wrong about that. Right? They have taken it back from Bill Belichick. The question is, should you?
No.
Or... Should you let the football people make football decisions?
We'll see how good of a football guy John Kraft is.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
He's not... If he was doing monikers, it would not say football guy. I believe you'd say third base guy.
Well, we'll see. We shall see. I don't know if it's ever worked out great for anyone when it's like, you know what? I think our owners should be more involved in the football day-to-day. I think Mark Murphy should be drawing up third down and red zone plays. Now, Johnny Kraft, what do you think we should run on 3rd and 6?
We got to get the Chippewa Falls.
What blitz package should we run?
Apparently they like green and gold.
By the way, there is a piece on Pro Football Talk about the opinion that Josh Harris, the new owner of the Washington Commanders, is a very meddlesome fellow as well in his new team. But again, you're right. Not as bad as the guy that
he's been the owner for like 6 months. How do we even know that yet? They haven't been through a draft with him.
Well, I'll send you some clips. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
Matt Ryan officially announced his retirement as a member of the Atlanta Falcons. He did one of our favorite things, where he announces his retirement as a member of a different organization than he last played for. This one made sense, though, with the Falcons. Jason, do you think anything for where Jordan Love is today goes differently if the Packers had listened to you and brought Matt Ryan in last year as the veteran backup quarterback instead of Sean Clifford?
No, I mean, I don't think it would have had that kind of impact. Do I think that it would have been good for him? I do. And Matt Ryan and Matt LaFleur are big fans of each other. But, again, Matt Ryan deserves all kinds of credit for being a smart businessman. If he'd have signed with the Packers, he'd have been playing for free. because whatever another NFL team was going to pay him would be reduced from the amount of money that the Colts owed him. So instead, he said, you know who doesn't count in the offset language? CBS Sports. So he double-dipped like Ricky Jean-Francois. Now he's going to be buying Dunkin' Donuts locations next if he wants. But I do think it would have been good for them. I do think Matt Ryan would have had value in their quarterback room. But no, I don't think it would have made that significant a difference at all.
Tausch, you agree?
In the fact that he would have made some kind of difference, I think he would have helped. You know, Jordan maybe go through some things, but Jordan did pretty doggone good without Matt Ryan. And as far as all that other stuff goes, yeah, he made smart business decisions. He couldn't retire last year. I don't have any problem with how he's handled this. And if he makes the Hall of Fame, I think we got to really reevaluate Hall of Fame.
Whoa, Nelly!
I didn't see that turn coming. Do you think he's making the Hall of Fame?
He's an MVP.
One MVP, one Super Bowl
appearance.
Played
in a Super Bowl, yep. Couple NFC championships.
His stats are bonkers. He's got big stats.
Okay.
Whoa, Nelly!
Not a Hall of Famer, Zach Wilson.
Who had a better career, Eli Manning or Matt Ryan?
Eli Manning won 2 Super Bowls.
I know.
That's not even a question.
No, I just asked it.
Would you like me to answer that? Matt Ryan, for his career, threw 381 touchdowns against 183 interceptions.
It's a good
ratio. Finished his career with a passer rating of 93.6. As I look up Eli Manning's numbers, do you predict that those numbers will be better or worse?
Well, I think Matt Ryan's much better.
Matt Ryan, we just said 381 touchdowns, 183 picks, 93.6 passer rating. Eli Manning's career numbers. Touchdowns, 366. Interceptions, 244.
Yeah, he threw a lot of those.
Career passer rating, 84.1. Won 2 Super Bowls, though.
Yeah, and their team scored, I think, 17 points and 21 points.
Mm-hmm. Good enough to win.
Nah, I'm not arguing that, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but I'm telling you, Matt Ryan's going to make that case. I don't think he's going to get in, but if Philip Rivers gets in, I think Matt Ryan has to get in.
Right? Yep, you're right about that, too. All right, that's it for Whoa, Nelly. The music has run out. Jesse's run out of material. We will wrap things up after I tell you about Bucks Plus Behind the Bucks. Now, Jesse, I was looking for Bucks content last night on the drive home. In fact, I even texted my good friend, Justin Garcia, about it. And I was curious, all right, where can I go to get some quality Bucks content? Because it's not on the radio today. You know where I ended up? I ended up at Bucks Plus. It's great. And you were the one who turned me on to Behind the Bucks, which was really interesting. There's a bunch of different aspects to it. I will say this. It's very easy to get to it on your iPhone, so that helps when you're driving. All you got to do is tune in to Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks dives deep into Bucks in 6. That's the current episode on Bucks Plus, a culture unknowingly created by former Bucks star Brandon Jennings. Take a look inside Brandon Jennings' story, the origin of Bucks in 6, how it became a rallying cry, and what it truly means to Jennings and Bucks fans alike. You can find Behind the Bucks on the Bucks.com/plus website or in the Bucks app or wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance. Of getting older, one less day from dying young. I see the light go past my shoulder, one less day from dying young. And I'm not afraid.
Are you headed to lock LaBelle today?
Not today, but it's, as I've told you before, it's not open until May 5th, which I...
Oh, I missed that.
I'll tell you again about it. The birthplace of golf in Wisconsin, of course, is Lac La Belle, with a rich history you'll feel when you arrive. Experience a round at the club at Lac La Belle. The historic course is open to the public 7 days a week, starting Sunday, May 5th. Schedule your tee time today at clubatlaclabelle.com. You got that beautiful tree. You got the great putting green up top. The unbelievable food and event space that you have up there. Again, historic past that meets that vibrant future. Go to clubatlaclabelle.com to start your journey today.
So where you're not going to the Bucks game, you're not going to Lac La Belle, but you are going to watch the Bucks game tonight.
What time is it at again?
7:30.
7:30 tip.
Yeah, for sure the second half.
Is it buried on NBA TV again?
It is. Yep, we got the NBA TV special, Bally Sports Wisconsin. Lisa,
you're telling me this game with the stars that we have, and they're throwing us on NBA TV.
They wanted Timberwolves Suns on TNT.
That's not a night game.
Followed by Mavs Clippers.
Wow. What about playing us on Wednesday? Why don't we play Wednesday?
Well, they can't put us on, like...
There's other games Wednesday. There's game twos that are Wednesday. It's not just us playing today.
So you can watch Lisa Byington, and I don't know if it'll be Marcus Johnson or Steve Novak with her on the call. You can listen to Dave Kane and our Bucks buddy Justin Garcia across the Bucks radio network. I will probably watch the game with Lisa Byington's call on television. But I'll be in the
world
car for
champions,
some...
MVP.
Like 3 years ago.
We're going to sit here and they're throwing us to NBA TV.
Somebody's got to play on NBA TV. Yeah. They have a contract
championship
for a certain...
MVP teams don't. The Cavaliers and the Magic do.
I think.
Not the Milwaukee Blankin' Bucks that are world champions.
Without Giannis.
I think
they don't know that.
They just look at the market size and say Bucks Pacers.
What a slap to the face. I don't think the NBA likes the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't think they like us.
There was a time during the season where you didn't like them, or at least the way they were playing.
I still am skittish about how they play. That doesn't mean you castigate us to Siberia.
Let's throw these guys on NBA TV,
which is, I don't even think, on most cable providers. What a joke.
ESPN ate the Ocho.
Might as well throw us on Peacock, for God's sake.
Right after LaFleur and his team. All right, that's it for us today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day.
Go
Take
Bucks!
Care. Be good.